This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Woody. Way to get that business out of the way. We go right to Omar Kelly, Miami Herald Dolphins columnist. Good morning, Omar. And first 2 days of a free agency. I think some people were surprised, thought the team might go for it a little bit, and that was definitely a low-cost cap responsibility management looked like it was pretty strong to make sure they were responsible on this. What'd you think?
I think it was fiscally responsible. When you look at some of the deals of guys that I would have targeted, like Jonathan Allen, I'm not sure I'm willing to pay him $20 million a year right now. Even Nick Bosa, Joey Bosa. Am I comfortable with $12.5 million for Joey Bosa, having him eat up probably nearly half of the cap space that I have available right now on one player? Probably not. I do like the fact that they got the guard James Daniels. He would have been my top target no matter the price. And at $8 million a year, when some of these mediocre guards are getting about $17 million, I love the price. The safety, it is what it is. I'm not a big Javon Holland fan, so I wasn't going to pay him $15 million a year. I was about at 12. I'm comfortable with the safeties that they added. I mean, Ashton Davis has more interceptions than Javon Holland, and he's played one-third the amount of snaps that Javon Holland has played. So I don't have a big issue with that. And, in fact, I am so comfortable with not these guys drafting players, but actually drafting players and adding young talent to this team and seeing where that young talent takes them. Now, am I comfortable with the people that are making those selections? Not really, but I do believe in the concept that the good teams build young and they start to, and we did it earlier. We just let everybody graduate from the program.
Yeah. No. So, and by the way, you had an article that you put out a couple of days ago that told everybody they should read that was going after Chris Greer about finger pointing and head coach and taking
shifting
responsibility and not pointing fingers other places. And that's what this guy wanted and that guy wanted. And I have to work with them and I want everybody happy. And it's not me, it's them. And I want to hear from Chris occasionally. I'd like to hear need to be better instead of always we. Ain't no we. You're the GM. There are no we in GM. Go ahead. Sorry.
When he became the general manager, I remember I went to the Senior Bowl and I talked to some of my contacts who I have a great relationship with. And I talked to two individuals who worked with Chris specifically. And their number one comment, not like praise, this is the first thing that they said: man, that guy's really good at escaping accountability. This is like day 15 on the job. No conviction was what the other guy said. And these are guys who I think he would consider friends, but they're just being fair and accurate with their assessment of Chris. And this was like day 12 on the job as the general manager.
Yeah.
And here we are, I don't even know how many seasons later, that was in 2016. The exact reason why he's elevated in this organization for 25 years is the exact thing that's going to take him down, which is he does not take any accountability or conviction for things. And what he does, but he escapes accountability. And right now that column was about saying there is nobody else to blame anymore.
I'm with you. By the way, you're right. I mean, there's been plenty, a lot of it's on guys that are already out the door, but you're right. It's like, okay, at some point you've been able to dodge a lot of bullets, but at some point it can't be about everybody else.
So there is nobody else on the firing squad but you.
With you 100% on that one. Hey, Zach Wilson. What'd you think?
Yeah.
I know why Mike did it, because I can get in the whole thing.
Please. Tell me why Mike did it.
I think you're going to find out when you talk to him. Here you go. Loved them coming out of college.
Okay.
The part they can't say is I can't go by the Jets because everybody they've coached has been bad. They've been terrible.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Had development
mm-hmm.
up there. And we're able to rehabilitate Tua, who lost
mm-hmm.
his confidence.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And here's a guy that we believe has more physical talent. Well, he's not going to
yep.
say that. More physical yep. talent than Tua throwing the ball. And he's
mm-hmm.
going to be good in our system. And we feel with the starts mm-hmm. he's already had that he's ready and hungry to come out.
Okay.
We'll get his footwork done. We'll get all the fundamentals back that he had before or has never
uh-huh.
had. And with the guys he has around him. There you have it.
But he's also a gunslinger. And I don't necessarily know if that fits this offense or this scheme. The fact that he's compared to Jake Plummer is a good thing, because Jake Plummer was, in my mind, the original Mike Shanahan West Coast quarterback. But he wasn't. Yeah, he was. I guess he was. I don't count John Elway as the original that original Mike Shanahan quarterback. John Elway's a legend. I wrote a column in the Miami Herald this morning that appeared this morning. That this is the head-scratching move of all the head-scratching moves from this standpoint. You know everybody's fired if Tua misses, let's say, six games like last season, and you lose more than half of those games.
Right.
Like, you got to have a quarterback that's going to keep you 500. And I didn't understand why not Jimmy Garoppolo for $2 million less than Zach Wilson. But it does align with the fact or with the theory that people have that Jimmy and Mike, or as I call him, McBuddy, they don't mess with each other.
Correct.
They don't.
There you have it. He had two shots to get him at least, and he said, no, thank you.
Or the offer was there, and Jimmy has said, no, thank you, twice. Because I have heard they don't really mess with each other. And it is what it is. I don't know if this is true. You know how me and you, Joe, we might have an issue, but you don't know I have an issue with you, or I don't know you have an issue with me. I think it's like that situation.
Yeah.
But here's the thing I thought about and I wrote about in the Miami Herald. Let's say this goes left, Joe, because, you know, we're realists. Let's say this goes left. But somehow you find a way to do a reclamation project on Zach Wilson, and now you fix two quarterbacks. And also, on
great,
top of that,
great problem to have. Makes a coach look really smart if Zach Wilson has to play four or six games, and all of a sudden he's playing his best football, and got half the league all lathered
resume
up. Yeah.
You put that on your resume. Oh, you get the easiest way to get a head coaching job in this NFL is to have that quarterback whisperer reputation, be able to fix quarterbacks. Like, I could name you right now the guys who are going to be head coaches next year or the year after because they're able to fix quarterbacks. It's the easiest route to an NFL head coaching spot. Just ask Ben Johnson. Now, if Mike gets that reputation by fixing Tua, which he's already credited with, and now fixing Zach Wilson, he's going to be right on the hopper for that, for another head coaching job. And the fact that they signed Zach Wilson to only a 1-year deal, because if your theory that he's this hot dude that you absolutely believed in, wouldn't you have locked him up for 2 years?
Yep.
Because it would have benefited you on the cap.
So it makes you wonder, did Zach want more than 1 year? I thought about that. Or are they still afraid that Zach Wilson might still be Zach Wilson? And by the way, if Zach Wilson looks like the Jets Zach Wilson, they're all going down together if Tua misses 4 to 6 games. It won't matter.
Absolutely. And that's my only concern. Why not go with a guard? I don't think there's upside to Gardner Minshew. I don't think there's upside to Marcus Mariota. Jameis Winston, I never thought fit in this offense. But when you pass on I don't think it's fair to say pass on Jimmy Garoppolo. I think maybe he turned you down again. It just looks a little fishy because Zach Wilson, I don't know if he could save your job. And that should be your focus.
Yeah, well, they're obviously hoping, and I don't think anybody has any confidence it's going to happen that Tua can stay healthy for 17 games because it was a combo package last year of hip and concussion. Yeah. The guy didn't get hurt on. I tell everybody he didn't get hurt on purpose. It happens. So when Chris Greer has these meetings, I told him you gotta stay healthy. Like, hey, Chris, I'm friggin' trying, man. I'm friggin' trying. I mean, what do you?
Yeah. How about you build him a better line and maybe he could stay healthy.
Yeah.
Because his beating was against Houston where you had trash out there at right tackle.
Hey, let's talk. We got a bunch of other things to get to here, too. Teron and Calais, I think, are really important to Mike and his leadership. Mm-hmm. Do we get
absolutely.
Both?
Is it... He has absolutely no chance of surviving without Teron and Calais. None. Zero.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
So those guys do a lot of stuff that nobody else can do because it comes down to really good players respecting those two for what they've done. So
only people that can hold the hard, difficult players accountable.
You and I are on the same page, and I saw it up firsthand and without getting into all the stories. So I want to ask you, you expect them both back. Calais been really quiet. Teron, I'm reading between the lines. Teron wants to come back and play.
Of course Teron wants to come back and play. Now, is he going to play for the minimum? Hell no. Teron probably puts $1 million into his body alone a year. So you think he's going to play for $1 million too? Like, please. But I'm sure there's a wink-wink deal about we'll fix this situation. We'll fix your situation when we get a little bit down the road. And they've still got more avenues to create cap space. Calais, I think, is going to be a little bit more difficult and tricky. You have to have a very good offer on the table right now. And I'm talking I'm talking $5 million. You have to have a very good offer on the table that would prevent him from taking anything lower from a Kansas City, a Baltimore. You know, so I think he's got a, I think you have a chance. The fact that he hasn't signed right now. I mean, a lot of these guys that are out there are making $17 million as defensive linemen, and they didn't have half the season Calais Campbell had. But he's not going to get that because he's old.
Right, and they're scared to death. They're scared to death. Father Time's going to hit him, and you hope it doesn't hit him on your watch. Exactly. Hey, so I got to take him one step further because we're running out of time here. So after what they tried to cover up yesterday and hopefully did with third wide receiver, a couple of safeties and a guard, and so where's the priority list going forward, especially if I look ahead to the NFL draft?
You still haven't done anything at defensive line, and inside linebacker. You don't even have. You only have really one because I'm not counting. Right. I'm not counting that Channing Tindall. And you need to just you could address everything but defensive line. I think in the second tier realm of free agency, and I'm not opposed to re-signing Isaiah Wynn. I'm not opposed to re-signing Deshaun Hand. I'm not opposed to re-signing Anthony Walker Jr. Those are guys that I think can help you win, and you know, they can contribute. But does that mean you have a starting defensive tackle to put next to Zach Sealer? No, you do not. And that's still something that has to be addressed. But right now, I think there's just guys and bodies.
So what about cornerback real quickly here? Cornerback, there's a couple of old vets that have been pretty good, or do you get somebody in the draft?
I think you do both. Based on what I'm told by players, Cam Smith, no, it's not going to work. So you know you have an absolute need. I think they can be patient in terms of addressing them. I think they can absolutely be patient because there's so many older vets right now that you can employ, that you can get about 700 snaps from. Okay.
Well, all right. Hey, listen, this can be fun. Hey, I got to let you run. Omar, thank you so much, man, for coming on. You were all fired up today. It's good. No time to get into how you're doing with the ladies. You take care.
All right. Talk to you later, Joe. All
Omar
right.
Kelly, Miami Herald Dolphins columnist, joining us this morning. We'll get into more of the stuff here in just a second, some of the things Omar was talking about. And by the way, this is going to be fun. Coming up at 9 o'clock, Jay Lucas, Hurricanes basketball head coach, is going to join us, man. He is off and running, trying to put together a coaching staff as well as find some guys that can play. And I'm sure he's already hitting it pretty hard here, a guy that's been in the business for a long, long time. So anyway, he's going to join us here coming up at 9 o'clock, less than an hour from now. I want to talk to you about Atlantic Men's Clinic. I had such great results with Atlantic Men's Clinic. You're going, no, you're not doing this again, are you? You go, yes, I am. I'm going to do it every day. When it comes to low T, it happens to every man sooner or later. Some guys start to really notice it in their early 40s, 50s, 60s. It's going to happen. ED, right behind it. It's just a matter of time. You may be laughing at a buddy who says, I'm having trouble in bed right now. Sex drive's gone. And you kind of laugh because you're still going strong. It's not funny because it's going to hit you too. And when it does, boy, I'll tell you what, it really messes with your head. I know it did. Boy, I apologize to my wife. I don't know what's going on. You're not attracted to all that stuff starts kicking in, man. Atlantic Men's Clinic, it works. It knocks out ED and low T so fast a year ago. Started a year ago, and it's great results. Everybody asked me, when's it kick in? Quickly. You're going to have a fantastic – this is what they do. Atlantic Men's Clinic does it professionally, does it the right way with their professionals. You get the T, the PSA test, if medically advised, the test dose, put you on a program, whether it's low T, ED, or both. We got you covered to get it all back like you used to, even better in some cases. I want to let you know they got 6 locations in South Florida, 7th on the way. Call them today, 877-455-7300. You have to set up that first appointment at Atlantic Men's Clinic. Matter of fact, for more information, go to AtlanticMen'sClinic.com.
We've got the latest on NFL free agency.
More on the Dolphins signing up quarterback Zach Wilson and all the other moves happening in the NFL.
We're talking about Aaron Ekblad and his 20-game suspension.
And last night, the Panthers played the Bruins,
marking Brad Marchand's return to Boston.
All details here.
The Heat, currently struggling through a 4-game losing streak,
host the Clippers tonight.
The schedule is going to get tougher.
And Spo believes the Heat can and will rise to the occasion.
Yes, I do. Of course I do. And our guys in the locker room feel the same way. You know?
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.